Yeah, when we sat down with our specialist hematologist up in Canberra, before we asked who we were or what we did as an income, he said farmer's lymphoma. He said, "What's your occupation?" Well, yeah, we were farmers, and then he went on to say that farmers were overrepresented in this non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In the population of people suffering that particular lymphoma. He said farmers and petrochemical workers. He went on to then to say, it said it must be something that we are doing as farmers. He said it's easier superphosphates you're using or the chemicals you're using. He said, but farmers are overrepresented in this population. He said, and in particular, younger farmers from the Western sector. This glycophosphate came out and we were assured by the chemical manufacturer at the time, this was safe, you could drink it. Well, bugger me, it's not safe. It's just not safe. And as farmers, we actually have to look at our chemical hygiene a lot better than what we're doing. We're just so blasé as farmers sometimes. It's easy, it's a very good chemical. It does what it's supposed to do, but my God, it's doing something to us as farmers. It's just not on. It's shocking for me because I'm the one that was using it. So I've basically done something unknowingly that's impacted on my wife in such a dramatic way.
In the paper, the reviewers cited three studies that suggested that people exposed to glyphosate had a higher incidence of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but it also references a detailed American study which found that there was no link between the two. Until the final monograph is released, it's difficult to evaluate the conclusions reached by the WHO agency. Professor Jack Ng from the National Centre for Environmental Toxicology at the University of Queensland says this paper has been developed from a rigorous process and it's the job of the WHO to weigh up both positive and negative scientific evidence.
The groups of experts, they will have considered negative result and as well as positive results. And they put weight of evidence on the experimental design, the approach, and the robustness of the study and so on. And obviously, in this case, the positive result outweigh the negative results. And they form that opinion.
But the industry have been quick to criticise the report. Matthew Cossie of CropLife Australia says the report is irresponsible and could lead to knee-jerk policy reactions.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't their intention. It has, I think it's actually a little irresponsible. I know that farmers know this product's safe. There's 40 years of data use to confirm that. This report needs to be taken into context, to be recognised that it's not really robust and that some of the conclusions are hard to justify.
Beef producer Ron Snape is calling for an inquiry and more research into glyphosate.
Yeah, the WHO is not a crackpot organisation, is it? It's right on the money here. And you're so right, we definitely have to have an inquiry into this. We've got to be sure of what we're using is not detrimental to our health, our family health or our neighbours' health. We must have an inquiry into this sort of farm chemicals and the impact. There is so much evidence out there that farmers are suffering these cancers and we've just got to get on with it. We just can't sweep it under the carpet or just don't pretend it's there. Let's do it.